Hello, I'm Chris Neeland, host of a new podcast, Cult Brand Secrets, brought to you by The Gathering and Evergreen Podcasts. The Gathering is a Forbes top-rated business summit and a masterclass for brand and business leaders looking to reap the benefits of cult-like adoration. Each year, The Gathering brings together disruptors from around the globe to learn from and to celebrate the leaders behind iconic brands like Marvel, Skittles, Beats by Dre, Yeti, and the Dallas Cowboys. For the first time ever, this podcast will give you access to some of the exclusive business leader learnings from The Gathering's past events. Perhaps the greatest compliment that I can give Scott Baker or Porsche, the company that he represents, is that I wasn't really a car person before their brand evaluation. And now that I have spent time with him and studying Porsche, I am a big car guy, particularly a Porsche car guy. This is really one of the most remarkable companies and most remarkable brands, and I frankly don't think they get nearly the accolades or the admiration that they deserve within the marketing industry. Fortunately, I don't think the people at Porsche really care because they're just too busy winning races and growing a super successful business. But I love that The Gathering can be this forum that shines a bright spotlight on this amazing company and the amazing brand engagement that they have created and nurtured for decades. You know, Scott begins this 2019 speech at The Gathering by talking about his experience with Harley Davidson. And his time there really mirrors my own experience with Harley because they were our first cult brand client. Scott then goes on to share that Porsche's innovation is really unbelievable. Consider that 80% of their sales today come from car models and makes that didn't even exist in 2002. And that when you think of Porsche and that sports car that comes to mind, while that's still part of their heritage today, 70% of sales come from sedans and SUVs, not their sports car. Very few brands enjoy that type of brand extension and relevance. But perhaps more than anything else that Scott will teach us today, I suggest that you pay attention to this. If you really boil marketing down to its core essence, there are only two things that really, truly matter. First, ask yourself if your product is as remarkable as you think it is, or as remarkable as it needs to be. And if it's not, you need to spend your time, your talent, and your money making it better. Porsche truly makes remarkable automobiles. Secondly, ask yourself, are you creating and nurturing a tribe of enthusiasts who are excited about your product or your service? Porsche, just like Harley Davidson, is masterful at providing desirable experiences either for the novice, first-time Porsche buyer, or for their diehard fans, people who are granted incredible access and the ability to associate with the brand and their brand leaders, as well as other Porsche fans. It really doesn't have to be more complicated than that. So let's hear how Scott does those two things for his brand. This short episode features some excerpts from Scott's 40-minute talk at The Gathering, which I highly suggest to those of you who want to know how they can better utilize the foundation of their brand to create and improve better experiences for their biggest fans. To hear more about Scott's personal journey and the lessons he's learned from Porsche, by subscribing to our premium plan, you'll gain access to the full presentations from the most well-known brands in the world from The Gathering's past events.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's really great to be here. And we're going to talk a little bit about how Porsche maintains its authenticity and how it cultivates incredibly passionate enthusiasts while growing the business. Not an easy thing to do, but something that Porsche has done in a miraculous way. And there's one thing that you learn very quickly at this company: dreams are incredibly important. When I started working with the brand, we sold two cars. the 996 911, the 986 Boxster. 100% of our sales came from these cars. 2018, all the brand monitoring that we see shows that our brand is as potent or more potent than it has ever been. But over 70% of our sales are from sedans and crossover SUVs and medium-sized SUVs. How's that happen? Let's dig into it a little bit. This is the architecture of our brand. Whenever we talk about what the brand Porsche, what its makeup is, this is the schematic that you see. At the heart is intelligent performance, the idea of getting maximum output from the smallest input. That goes for fuel, that goes for materials, it goes for staffing. Everything about our business revolves around this concept. But the glue that holds everything together, what really makes everything flow, is this thing called fascination sports car. And it's emotional, it's mystical, it's very difficult to describe, but it absolutely exists. And it's the emotion that people have when they come into contact with our brand, with our cars, with the sound of an engine, when they're behind the wheel. The real amazing thing about Porsche isn't that it does one thing insanely well. It's that it's able to bring together things that seem like absolute contradictions. They should not be able to exist in the same space. And then push the boundaries of them farther than any other automotive manufacturer can do it. So innovation and tradition. Porsche is always pushing the boundaries in terms of powertrains, materials, aerodynamics. But as we talked before, heritage is incredibly important. And they always look back before they look forward to pay homage to the things that came before the current iterations. Our cars are rooted in motorsport, but they come with all of the things that people need to run their own 24-hour race, the things that they need in their lives, and they're very reliable cars. Porsche's design philosophy is a very much form follows function construct. Our designs are timeless because they are based around performing a function. In exclusiveness and social acceptance, when you become a part of the Porsche family, you feel like you're joining somewhat of an exclusive club. And if you take that car to a special event or an engagement, yes, it feels nice that you're pulling up in your Porsche, but you can also drop your kids off in the carpool line or take them to soccer the next day and the car still feels like it belongs there. Very, very few, if any, manufacturers can do this the way that Porsche can. Next thing, outside of fascination sports cars and the contradictions that makes Porsche insanely successful and maintains its enthusiast passion. And a lot of people are going to say, Scott, this is really boring. But it's true. It's its consistency. The 911 has seen 8 iterations, and they started with that platform, and we just refined it. We made it better. We made it faster. We made it more intuitive. That's true with the marketing. That's true with the global expression of the brand. That's true with the tonality and the way that Porsche expresses itself. Consistency is incredibly important. And the thing about the consistency with this brand is that it provides an experience that always gets better over time. It's about refinement and making things better. It's evolution versus revolution. It's not making a right turn. It's making what you have just a bit better. Porsche, the most important KPI we have is this one. And that is smiling faces, people feeling inspired, people getting passionate about what we do and the experiences that we create. And if you ask anyone on my team, they will say that our biggest responsibility to this company is to create inspiring stories and experiences that drive a deeper and lasting relationship with the brand. That's what our marketing does. That is what it's responsible for. It all started with motorsport. That was the first true experiential thing related to this brand and related to a lot of car brands. You could go there, you could see the competition, you could hear the engines, you could see the drivers and the engineers. And this was dangerous stuff. These people were rebels. I mean, they were putting their lives on the line every single race. And that element has stuck with this brand. And I think it's true of all cult brands, all passion brands. When you have something that separates the people that are connected to who you are and what you do, you celebrate those differences. You show them that they come together and they have this common purpose, this common belief that makes them a part of this tribe. And Porsche continues to invest in these experiences, not just so people that own the cars and love driving, but others can really get under the skin of what is so important to this brand. And there's so much substance and so much to learn, which is why the Porsche Museum was built in 2009 in Stuttgart. It's that millions of people have been there. They can showcase 80 cars at a time. The wonderful thing about Porsche is you might see one of the cars in the museum one week and it's out racing the next. The cars are not meant to be artwork. They're meant to be driven, but they can be showcased in a place that looks like it should have art in it. So thank you for your time this afternoon. Porsche is a really, really special brand, and I hope you understand a little bit more about it during my time here.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.
I hope that Scott helped you understand that Porsche isn't just in the car business. They're in the dream business. They're in the passion business. His job description is to deliver amazing. He has helped Porsche reap huge financial success by balancing both craftsmanship and community. And he has masterfully leveraged all 8 cult brand principles, and particularly the principle of congregate, which is to create opportunities for fans to assemble and to revel in their shared enthusiasm for the brand. From the Porsche Museum, to track events, to their everyday dealership experience, all the way to their Rennsport Festival that happens every 4 or 5 years, Scott has showed us what good looks like. He also proved how much can be done with very little. You know, I remember other cult brand leaders, people from the LA Lakers or Cheetos or the Vegas Golden Knights, all talking about how lean their teams are and how many hats each person on that team has to wear. Scott is a great example of how much one person can do if they have the right blend of raw talent mixed in with really fully buying into the brand's purpose and its values. So don't fall into this trap thinking that you need more people or you need more money in order to create hyper-engaged customers, prospects, or staff. All you really need is the desire and the courage and the know-how and just a few individuals who refuse to settle for anything less. Until next time. I hope you enjoyed these curated parts of Scott's presentation. I highly recommend listening to the complete episode by subscribing to Cult Brand Secrets Premium. Subscribe or learn more at cultbrandsecrets.com. Once again, this is your host, Chris Nealand, and you've been listening to Cult Brand Secrets, where we explore the great speakers and insights shared at the gathering, a Forbes top-rated business summit. Learn more about The Gathering at cultgathering.com. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate and review us on your podcast app. It really helps. Cult Brand Secrets is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Learn more about our podcasts at evergreenpodcasts.com. Special thanks to Connor Standish and Laura Winter for their assistance in making this podcast possible. Also, I'd like to thank our producer and audio engineer, William Pritz, as well as executive producers David Moss and Bridget Coyne. I'm your host, Chris Nealand. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.